Dear students, I have heard so many great things about your school. And in fact, when I was asking about Our Lady of Hope School, I was saying, well, what is so special about it? And I already have heard from a number of people saying that, well, here, it's like a family. Like a family. And that's why it is so wonderful that we're together during these very difficult and challenging times for all of us. That you're together in a safe and healthy environment, being able to learn and being with your friends. And we know that that would not even be possible if it was not for your wonderful principal and administrators and our very, very dedicated teachers who are certainly going the extra mile so that you can be together during these times. And so at Mass today, with all of you, I give thanks to God for all of our Catholic educators, thanking them so much for their dedication and commitment. And I've heard, students, great things about you, that we're able to be together during these days because of how cooperative all of you have been. It's not convenient, some of these protocols that we have to follow. It's not easy, I know, to be wearing masks. But you're doing it for each other, to keep each other healthy and safe. And by you being so faithful to these protocols, pray God, we can continue to learn together in this family, in this school community. But Jesus reminded us of something very special today. You're not only members of a family at home and members of a family here at school. Did you hear what Jesus said today? We are members of God's family. Think about that. We are sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And from the cross, we are told, Jesus gave us Mary as our mother. What a tremendous, tremendous blessing. You know, we talk a lot these days, don't we, about the need for distancing, and we have to keep safe and healthy. But you know what God is reminding you of today? He's never distanced. He is never far away from you. In fact, He is always near. Most especially today, as He speaks to us in His Word, as He soon will give us His body and blood. And whenever you need a friend, guidance, strength, and help, remember, you never, ever are alone. You're God's sons and daughters. He will never abandon you. He will always be near. So today, we have to make a promise not to be distanced from God. Jesus said that members of His family are those who do His will. That's what it means to be a son and daughter of our Heavenly Father. So today, dear students, you're doing so many good things. I know you are. You're trying so hard. I'm so proud of you. But maybe ask yourself, is there something I'm doing or I'm not doing that I know is not according to what God wants? And so if there's something in your life that's a behavior or whatever that's not of God, let's promise today to put that aside. If God is asking you to be a little bit more generous, a little bit more kind and patient, let's promise to do that. It's our way of saying, God, you're always near to me. And I'm promising today I'm going to stay near you. And dear friends, that's why this school exists. It's the only reason we're here. For you. Your parents make sacrifices so that you can come to a school where you grow in your relationship with Jesus. You have time to be with him in prayer. You have all these religious reminders of his presence. And you learn more about your faith. So today, make that promise to stay close to the Lord. And finally, as we are told we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to support and encourage each other in faith. These are challenging days, really, for all of us. And some people handle it a little bit better than others. Sometimes we have a good day, and sometimes we have a difficult day. If we're brothers and sisters, we're looking out for each other. Who may need a word of encouragement today? Who may need help today? Who may be down and I have to try to lift their spirits? That's what family members do for each other, right? They lift up each other. They take care of one another. And so I am so proud when I was told that in this school, there's no such thing as bullying or insulting one another. We don't do that here, I'm told. We treat each other with respect. And I'm very proud of you for doing that way. And so soon we will receive Jesus in Holy Communion, or we'll make a spiritual communion. As we do, let's thank God for being such a loving Father and so near to us. Let's ask him to give us the help we need to make sure we're doing his will each day and encouraging one another in faith. Because you see, dear students, if that's the way we live, then we truly are God's holy family. May the Lord bless you and all those you love, keep you safe and healthy, and watch over you today and always. Amen.